You know what I want to get into? Let's talk about like technical tips, you know, like
Sure.
with batteries and solar, and I know you're doing something
Absolutely.
pretty fancy there with hydroponics, kind of crazy. But just, you know, what do people need to prepare? I mean, like I look at it and go, I don't know if I'm ever going to use the solar or have the ability to, but I think I want it. I want it just to have it as backup. And the batteries, it gets confusing and it gets expensive. I started looking into that. I mean,
Yes.
I don't even have a travel trailer yet, but I was looking into the batteries and it's like,
Yeah.
well, you got to figure out how many days it's going to buy you time. And so it gets a
Yeah.
little complicated.
It really does. And so let's start first there with solar. So solar, we actually ran into a couple. They have a really popular YouTube channel where they did, and they traveled the country extensively. But we ran into them when we were in St. Augustine. We had our little travel trailer, and we were actually looking at these big Class A RVs and talking about buying one of those. And so they said, listen, keep your little one first. Go do the things that you want to do because you can put that anywhere. If it's 20 feet, by the way, that is kind of a magic number because 20 feet or 22 feet maximum will get you into most national parks. You can go into a national park with it. If your rig's bigger than that, many national parks won't let you in.
You can get in, but you might not be able to stay like in the
Right.
national park, like camp actually in the national
Yeah. Some of them
park.
do, like Grand Teton had a spot for our rig, which is 42 feet. But at the Grand Canyon, you have to be 22 feet or less.
I thought it was 32.
Well, they have a side. They have one side where there are larger sides. Anyway, they actually gave us some advice and said, listen, keep your small one because you're going to upgrade at some point, get a bigger one. But when you do, you're going to miss having a little one. And you'll be able to take the little one anywhere. And they also said, we were like, well, we're thinking about putting more solar on it so we can run our air conditioner so we can do all of that stuff. And they said, don't. They had 700 watts of solar on theirs. They could run their air conditioner for several hours, but it would completely. And they had lithium battle-borne batteries, which are the, you know, high-end expensive batteries. And they actually, it was a sponsorship for them. And they said, don't chase solar. Get enough solar that you can, you know, run your 12-volt system. RVs have at least two different systems. They have a 12-volt and 120 or a 240-volt system. So your 12-volt is usually what you run on for the lights that are on in here now, they're on a 12-volt system. So they're actually running off of the battery, and the shore power plugs in and feeds that. So they said, don't chase it. Have enough solar that you can stay off and buy a small generator. And that's what you need to do. Going back to the batteries and the cost, the battle-borne batteries, that can be $1,000 for a 12-volt, 100-amp-hour battery. And while that's very nice to have and it lasts a lot longer and gives you more power, you don't have to have that. You can have an inexpensive, just regular car battery, but it's not going to give you as much power and off time. So those are things that you have to take into consideration. And again, what you want to do and what your goal is.